Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here, and I am with John Fitch. It's Mixed Martial Mindset. We're actually live on four separate platforms right now, including Podbean, where you can call in live. We're on the Rockfin, we're Rumbling, and we're even on Twitter, the big tech right there, the big daddy. Not censored there quite yet. Fitch, plenty to talk about. I want to talk about the real great replacement theory out there. Because white supremacy, and I hate to tell everybody, there is a great replacement out there. It's not just the white people. It's about the human race. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, or you identify as a polka-dotted draft. You're not on the agenda anymore, and we're going to go over some videos. We're going to show you this treaty in action. We're going to show you the debunkers. AKA the fact checkers saying there's nothing to worry about, even though, John, they are openly
nothing to see here, folks. Yeah. The fact checkers are so ridiculous, dude. it's not a winning point for them at all. They can't think it's working.
I don't know if they have to think it's working.
The amount of censorships that I've been getting for like memes on my Instagram, it's crazy. I'm like restricted for 90 days on Instagram. John Fitch Smash, go and find it, people. But just because I put up a meme of Spider-Man standing in front of a billboard saying, you know, people who put us $30 trillion in debt want to give you a credit score. And they ding me for sharing false information. And it put me on restriction. And now, like, my growth has dropped and nobody watches my stories. It's ridiculous. I'm in timeout for a silly joke.
Well, I mean, let's be honest, man. This World Health Organization thing and the fact that they're talking about not... Do you know what their new slogan is, John? We're going to play the video. But it is health for peace.
Something terrifying.
And peace for health. And then they have a dove fly into an androgynous female that's also Mother Earth, but also has a mustache. And they've now made it about recycling and, you know, basically climate change. So the WHO is getting ready to be another authoritarian vehicle for not only medical martial law, but climate martial law based in a global governance lie. They don't care about the poisons in the water, the hormones in the water, the chemicals in the water. They don't care about the GMOs. They don't care about the BMOs, which are biologically modified organisms, aka animals and other life forms that aren't just, you know, corn. We're talking about GMO mammals, bugs, all of it. And at the end of the day, it's also GMO humans. They want to exterminate and replace the human species. And that's going to be the focal point today.
Obedient slaves.
They want it big time. Before we get there, we'll probably talk some MMA today. We'll talk about the Floyd Mayweather show and Anderson Silva and the late shot that nobody knows about because they didn't say it. But if you watch that Anderson Silva fight live, he clearly punched him in the face after the bell with that shot that knocks him down. They didn't even replay it. They said it once at, they're like, oh, that was after the bell. And then they didn't even replay it with sound the 25 times they showed it in Abu Dhabi. And no one said anything. But listen, I like the Spider 2. It was a exhibition at best. But at the same time, the shot he knocked the guy out with was like a second after the bell, at least. Like he threw that punch after the bell. It was pretty dirty. Come on, Anderson. Let's shape it up. JohnFitch.net, you had a fight recap of the UFC and some of the Eagle FC that was on Friday night. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I only caught two fights from Eagle FC, the last two. I was at the scouts with the kids, and they didn't need me, so I was just by myself and started looking for the fights on my phone. And it was free, the Flex whatever thing, and was able to stream it on my phone, and it worked pretty well, too. I had a good signal where I was, so I saw those fights. It's a shame, like, the kick to the head, the knee to the head on the ground.
with Thiago Silva. So I caught almost that whole card, and there was actually quite a few UFC Bellator veterans on there. Maki Pitolo fought and others. And Thiago Silva hadn't fought for a while. He was fighting Hector Lombard. It looked like it was going to be a quick finish for Lombard in the beginning, but to Thiago Silva's credit, he weathered the storm. He gets Lombard in trouble, but then he knees him in the head on the ground, and Lombard calls it a day.
He was looking to punt him. He was going to punt him for a second.
The way he stepped in, it did look that way, and I just don't think he could. Yeah, that he could.
That was like a street fight reaction. He was going shin to face, shin to chin. That's what he was looking for right there. And it was like, whoops, oh, he remembered where he was at last second.
And the other,
but I've been saying that, I've been talking about this on my show a lot lately, because there's a lot of complaints about bad decisions, bad judging. You know, fights, incidental headbutts, incidental kicks to the head on the ground, you know, things like that. We need to remove some of the restrictions. We need to take the bumpers off the bowling alley. You know, we don't need the bumpers anymore. We don't need the safety scissors. Let's allow the knees to the head on the ground. It's like allow the soccer kicks, keep the elbows, maybe even let some headbutts go, and open the fight up, and you're going to see more finishes. You're going to see a lot more action.
I totally agree with that, and I'd like to see it as well. I don't know that it's going to happen. You know, it always seems like they go in the direction.
Remove the gloves. Go back to the bare hand.
I watched Michael Bisping in a bare knuckle, like quasi MMA fight, where the guy goes to shake his hand in the very beginning, and he just kicks him right in the chest, just front kick to the chest, and Mike Bisping's all over him. It's kind of hilarious. Bisping posted it himself. I would encourage people to check it out. The other big fight there was Junior Dos Santos versus Jorgen De Castro. Pretty even fight. By no means did
De Castro's a tank, man. He's a little dark horse, I think. People don't give him enough credit.
I thought he was a good fight to test.
He's durable and he hits hard. Like, he can, the longer you let him in that fight, there's a big chance he could land something.
Yeah. And like I said, pretty evenly contested. I don't think Junior looked bad. I thought he looked good, especially against a guy like Jorgen that stayed active. But like you said, his body gave out. It just can't do it anymore.
Body gave out. Body said, nope, we're done with this. We don't feel like holding together anymore. We've had enough.
So for those that don't know what we're talking about, his shoulder just came right out of socket, his right shoulder. And De Castro pointed it out. What I didn't like about that is that the referee didn't call the fight immediately. Instead, he acted like it might go on, as he was trying to not only physically. Like,
yeah, maybe we just need somebody to put it back in. pretty sure that's an injury. I'm pretty sure that's done.
It should have been donezo.
Unless you could do it yourself real fast or something and nobody notices.
Yeah, it would have to be before it's pointed out and the action's not stopped. Once the action stopped and it's an injury like that, fight's over.
Yeah, because otherwise it's like you can't just stop the fight and be like, are you sure you're okay? No, it's like
it makes absolutely no sense. So listen, before
you don't step in and the guy starts kicking you and hitting you, and then you got to stop it or you got to tap out. So, like, yeah, man.
You know, before we get to the big,
the reffing was not the best in those two fights, because it was also called no contest with Silva in the kick to the face.
Yeah, it should have been a DQ for sure.
He's obviously just a little. It was a brain fart. It was a brain fart, but it was a costly one, and that's the fight. You lose the money, you lose the win bonus. It's tough. It's a DQ.
Now, before we get into, you know, Carl Cameron's calling out Tucker Carlson because Tucker Carlson dared to play footage of, you know, Democratic operatives and politicians and media members talking about replacing white people with minorities. But what I want to tell people is, look, in the long run, this has nothing to do with white or brown or even who they're going to vote for, because they already have a system and infrastructure in place where it's not one person, one vote. they can game it not only with algorithms, but now it looks like mail-in ballots as well, without any kind of actual audits. You know, a lot of people think, oh, there's going to be a red wave during the midterms. Don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. So really, what this great replacement is, folks, it is the replacement of human beings. But we're going to get there after we play this clip. Now,
this was great.
Everything about this is so great, because if you watch it a little bit before what he says, he's talking about the rigged elections in Russia. And he's also talking, the rigged elections in Russia that we're so worried about.
And then, we know they're doing this because they copied our system of rigged elections.
And then he also talks about getting rid of their political dissidents and oppositions through either arrest or other means. And we've also seen
Julian
that.
Assange?
And then,
oh man,
not only does he say Iraq when he's talking about a brutal dictator wrongfully invading, but then when he realizes he makes the mistake, he goes, Iraq too. So he doubled down on it. He goes, I'm 75, give me a break. But he doubled down on the fact that he acted. If you replace, again, Ukraine with Iraq, that would mean that Bush acted as the brutal dictator. Let's just listen to him. We might have to play it twice.
George W. Bush.
Thank you.
Still more with it than Biden.
Thank you all for coming. Thanks for being here. In contrast, Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia, and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Ukraine. Iraq too. Anyway.
He goes, Iraq too. And he nods his head. And then I don't think he's even realized that he's now incriminated himself twice. And then he goes, I'm 75.
75.
Again, we got to play it again because it's just so out of control. Think about this. And everybody laughs about it. Like, it's funny that he killed all those people. And it's funny that war was unjustified. And it's funny that we created the Homeland Security Department that's now spying on American people.
He was on Ellen.
Yeah, he's on Ellen.
He was on Ellen, and Miss Obama gave him candy.
Yes, and he paints now in the bathtub. He paints. Yep. Yeah.
Opponents
paints pictures of little dead Iraqi children.
Imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia, and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway.
I mean, he's in Iraq, too. Iraq. No, I did it, too. I mean, he doesn't even correct himself.
It was like a Chevy Chase bit.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong, bro. So let's talk about this, because listen, when we're talking great replacement, it has everything to do with this WHO treaty and how now you're going to have an international body of governance that's not just going to regulate your health and pandemics, but these pandemics, okay, are going to become about climate change and your carbon footprint. And so what I want to show first is this is the piece of them debunking. These are the fact checkers, John, debunking that this treaty is dangerous at all. Okay.
On May 22nd, the World Health Organization will meet in Geneva to discuss how to best respond to future pandemics. Among the ideas is a U.S. proposed amendment to improve ways of detecting, reporting, and responding to public health events worldwide. Some social media users are referring to this as a pandemic treaty and are using the hashtag #StopTheTreaty to voice their opposition to the amendment.
So first of all, they're making it an accord. Okay. So they don't have to even debate it in the Senate. All right. That's number one. So even though they refer to it at the event yesterday as a treaty, it's not even a treaty. It's an accord. Okay.
On a podcast hosted by Steve Bannon, former Minnesota Representative Michelle Bachmann claimed the amendment could give the WHO control over the United States. Several Verify viewers emailed us to ask about these claims. So let's verify. Would the pandemic treaty give the WHO control over governments during a global health crisis?
100% it would. And the excuse they give you otherwise is absolutely ludicrous.
Our sources are the international health regulations, proposed amendments to the regulations, and the WHO.
So their WHO is going to be their sources.
The international health regulations are part of an international law that outlines the responsibilities of WHO member countries, like the U.S., when there's a public health emergency. It requires that countries report what's happening and that the WHO offer assistance. Earlier this year, the U.S. proposed several amendments to the regulations based on what we learned during the COVID-19 pandemic. They include adding early warning criteria, a request to provide genetic sequence data, and outlines a time frame for when and how countries can ask the WHO for support. It does not give the WHO authority over member countries. The amendment repeatedly states that countries can reject the WHO's assistance. So, no, the pandemic treaty would not give the WHO control over governments during a global health crisis.
Do you understand what their debunk is? Their debunk is we could just say no. Oh, there is no debunk. Literally, it just says we don't have to participate. We could just say no, John. See, here's the thing. Did we participate with the WHO in the last pandemic?
Did we participate last time, the last few years?
I'm pretty sure we did.
We weren't trying to participate in that. We didn't really have a choice.
Yeah, exactly. You and I don't get to vote on it. So literally, there is no debunk. That's the entirety of the piece. They don't tell you.
My kids had to wear masks outside at school on the playground. Are you freaking kidding me? They had at home be in distance learning and shit for over a year. No, that wasn't, I didn't choose to do that. I didn't want to do that.
And I'm telling you, the language in this is crazy. And I want to show you how they opened up yesterday at this 75th assembly, although some people were referring it to as the 74th assembly, but then they have a hashtag. Very confusing. But these are the two propaganda pieces they ran back to back.
Rate, we're bound to fall further back. So let's stop and step away from our stagnation.
So if you saw that, right, let's go back to the very beginning. Now, we're cutting into the middle of their propaganda. This is when they started to stream to get ready for it. But you notice it's a girl alone in an abandoned area in a mask by herself. So throughout this, there's the virtue signaling that I'm a slave in a mask, but then there's going to be the association once again of this has everything to do with climate change, John. Okay. Then that's what this is. She's look, we can't keep doing it the way we're doing it, or we're all going to become extinct and I'm going to be the only person outside alone in a mask.
Rate, we're bound to fall further back. So let's stop and step away from our stagnation. Take a different route to a better destination.
We propose a new path to goals of sustainability.
Sustainability. Again, you're going to have less. It's going to be sustainable. Now the World Health Organization is going to get involved in CO2 and the climate crisis.
One that supports countries' healthcare durability.
Because big governments are so good at doing awesome stuff and taking care of problems.
Yeah, they rock at it.
Shifting paradigm towards promoting.
Again, I'm alone, by myself, outside, working for the WHO in a mask.
Well-being and health, and preventing the coverage undeniably fair.
A new path that strengthens our systems and tools for pandemic preparedness and international health rules.
International health rules. And you notice what they're showing you right here. Oh, international health rules at the airport. In other words, vaccine passports, biometric data, and social credit scores. That's what the WHO now wants to be openly involved in. You see? But don't worry, John. We could just say no. We just say no. We'll just say no. That's all.
A path that harnesses the power of science.
Just open your own airport.
Well, that's the thing. People don't understand this, but in this country, most airports are taxpayer funded and public places. Just so you understand, they are our airports. Okay. If you go back to my 2012 video where myself and my girlfriend at the time were protesting the body scanners, they were trying to get us to give our information or come to an office or leave. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing any of that. We're not breaking any laws. This is a public place. And guess what? The sheriff,
my list.
Yeah, the sheriff knew I was right. 100%. But now look, they're going to use the power of science, John. And we all know how the power of science was used in the last couple of years.
You should make that a t-shirt, Jason Burnett. The power of science.
Where innovation and data.
Be a top seller.
Oh, I'll be a top seller. All right.
Then alliances.
So here's the good WHO people. I'm going to just take this down for a second, just so people understand. I mean, the good people at the WHO, do I have it up here, Stu? No, I've deleted it, but we'll bring it up. You know, they're so good, sex scandal, that they're raping kids. Those are the type of people that rape kids. And then they act like, oh, we're sorry. We're horrified that a bunch of teenage girls, some of which were 12 and under, were impregnated by our officials, those same type of people you just saw that are helping and protect everybody, these people right here. And then the people that were overage were promised jobs and then many times raped, bunch of unwanted pregnancies and abortions and you name it. That's how great the WHO is, okay? And Tedros just says he's sorry and it's okay.
Course that bolsters our resolve and determination as the leading authority on global health information.
What
about the rapes?
Oh, and now they're the leading authority on global health information. So once again, John, this is awesome because we know that there was no censorship at all during COVID 1984. So we need to give them more power because they're the global authority on health information. Yeah.
Oh, centralized authority on information. How could that go wrong?
It sounds wacky that
one,
it could go
wrong. One person
wrong.
Who's allowed to know everything that's right. How could that ever be taken advantage of?
Probably a really good idea. That's what I think. Maybe we need to do more of it.
Over the years, we will build on these foundations to enhance the results and impact on nations and achieve the accelerated progress that's needed to reach our targets, some to be exceeded.
So that's nice. So they're going to accelerate their agenda and their targets are going to be reached or exceeded. How's that going to work out for us? Think about what their targets are.
If we want to reach the goals of development, then we must double our efforts
equivalent. Set low carbon objectives at healthcare facilities.
Oh, low carbon objectives. It's not about whether or not you're going to live or be healthy or have a high quality or standard of life. We'll have some low carbon initiatives there. Don't worry, at the facilities. Just great, good stuff.
We'll worry about the you being able to eat later.
Later.
Yeah, take care of this carbon stuff first, guys.
And economic.
Really rich people who need private jets.
We'll prioritize people, amplifying our unique voices, championing diversity and healthier life choices.
So again, this is about diversity and healthier life choices, which means two homosexual men cutting a red pepper together. That's what the World Health Organization needs to be involved in. Diversity and healthier choices.
Accelerate country progress by scaling up innovation towards drugs, diagnostics, technologies, and vaccination.
Oh, yeah.
Ultimately, we will hold ourselves accountable. For transparency makes all challenges surmountable.
As accountable as they were when they were raping children in the Congo. Or as accountable as they were. Here's another one they should be accountable for. Let's just bring this one up again. Sudan polio oral vaccine. Okay. UN says new polio outbreak in Sudan caused by the oral vaccine. very accountable there. You know, September 2020, this happened. You know, I want to make this clear to people because I don't think they get it. It wasn't just the Sudan. It was Angola. It was the Congo. It was Nigeria. It was Zambia and even parts of Afghanistan. Obviously, they held themselves accountable. You know, I mean, they're just so damn accountable. Come on, give me a break. So let's keep going.
We will not surrender, for we have commitments to keep and many billions to heal.
So let's just stop that. Billions to heal. Hey, guys, that's total fucking bullshit. I want you to take that. Not 1 billion, 2 billion. There's 8 billion people on the planet. 1 in 4 people don't need to be healed by the World Health fucking Organization. Okay? Think about what they're saying. And by the way, they didn't just stop at 2 billion. They said billions of people to heal. They want total control of all of our lives. Billions of people are not sick right now. That's a lie. Do billions of people have certain health issues? Sure. Do they need to be addressed by the World Health Organization? Of fucking course not. not even a little bit.
These people tell them the truth about being obese. Are you kidding me? If the WHO can't come forward with a big announcement about what you should eat and what exercise you should do and how body fat is unhealthy for you, then shut up. Because like that's the basis of all the other health problems, really. Is not being healthy yourself.
Yeah, obesity, sugar intake, lifestyle choices, right? Vitamin deficiency. Is the WHO... Vaccinate. These people, I mean, it's even scarier, the second piece of propaganda they run, but that's why we're doing this.
Before we can sleep.
Oh, yeah, sleepless nights for the World Health Organization. Give me a break. So now... it's going to cut back to the assembly that was yesterday, and then it's going to get into their next propaganda piece of them doing the best things ever, because there's so many global health threats now that are emerging. We got a crying woman. The challenges are enormous. Oh, but this is an opportunity to create health. Let me just stop that. Think about that right now. They said an opportunity to create health. Hey, fuckos, the World Health Organization doesn't create health. There is no opportunity to quote unquote create health. You know what creates health? Fucking nature creates health. When nature puts you into this world and on this planet, okay, it 99%+ of the time, unless you did something really fucked up or it's an anomaly, you're healthy. And then what nature does, which is completely amazing, John, is it's created this ecosystem around the world where there are these things called plants and animals we then ingest, okay, which also, John, keep us relatively healthy in combination with the sun and the environment around us. Am I missing something?
It's, yeah, these people, it's such a separation from, like, nature.
Yes.
They, like, deny that. I mean, maybe it's a blank slateism. At its root, where they think it, you know, all human life is just like born fresh and there's no imprintation or heredity. I don't understand it. It's like a rejection of nature, a rejection of biology with these people.
Yeah, it's the inversion of reality. They're trying to say to you that their organization, their corrupt child raping organization, has opportunities to create health. And now, again, we're going to get, this is the new war is peace. Health is peace and peace is health, John. We'll get there. Oh, for the planet and for people everywhere. It's about peace and equity. Oh, look who it is. It's our best friend, the robot. Oh, we'll have robot doctors.
With a laser or a machine gun.
Dude, they obviously love us because they're going to harness science, data, and technology with innovation to give us telehealth and robot doctors. Because again, robots follow programming. And human beings, sometimes when they know they're doing the wrong thing and there's another medicine or way to save somebody, they break with the programming and they're human again. They're what you call empathetic instead of apathetic to a situation. A robot is neither. A robot just does. This isn't, Short Circuit with Johnny Five, where he's a lovable robot. And he's going to gain a conscience. No, the robot will do what it is programmed to do. Thank you, World Health Organization. So now, again, health is peace, and we got robots. Great. We're fighting climate change. It's amazing. Health for peace and peace for health. Now, I don't know about you, John. Think about this for a second.
Just sounds like some 1984, like, crazy shit, right? Yes. Health for peace, peace for health.
Think about this. Now, John, when
they don't actually ever say anything. It's just like these empty platitude, like they randomly took a bunch of words from like a bunch of famous quotes that people posted and just shoved them together. Like, it's AI writing this stuff.
Whenever peace is addressed by a government agency or institution or nation state, what actually is happening? Is it peace, or is it something that starts with a W and ends with a war? Usually it's war and warfare. This frightens me, because obviously the WHO is an extension of the United Nations. And now if they're talking about health for peace and we need peace for health, that tells me they are getting ready to mobilize actual warfare against people that might not go along.
Can't have peace without war.
Can't do it. So now that, you know, in this difficult times, their partners have stayed the course. They did such a great job leading the COVID-19 pandemic, the research, the treatments, the vaccines, right? You know, because they broke out everybody with the very cheap ivermectin. They didn't demonize that. They didn't start the horse wormer. Smear, horse dewormer stuff. They gave everybody the cheap steroid budesonide, right? Right? And they equitably distributed those, right? We want to give them more power, right? Oh, they opened up the hub for pandemic and epidemic intelligence. Again, they expanded the bureaucracy. This is their coming out party for a total takeover and global governance. You are looking at the New World Order in action. Okay. Oh, prevention, preparedness, and response teams. Oh, these people, man. And we're going to get to this little art piece that they did, which is just disgusting. They didn't eliminate cervical cancer, by the way. And we went over the polio thing. I love it. We contributed to further eradicating polio, as if polio was ever fucking eradicated. That's a myth. It's never been eradicated. And again, they're worried about polio. How about some running water and sewage systems? Why don't you do that, World Health Organization? Oh, is that not sustainable enough for you? You're so worried about creating health. Why not create a healthy living situation instead of being worried about giving kids oral vaccines that spread polio, you fucking monsters? I mean, it's mask time again. It's mask time. You know, we got supplies. We've got all the remdesivir you can handle. And then they try to take, this is it. We provide the world with health arguments for climate action.
Oh. What does that even mean?
Oh.
And just a bunch of, it's AI writes this garbage. It is. It just takes a bunch of like hot words and it just makes shit up. They're like, hey, that kind of sounds like something. Put it up.
But no, they're telling you.
We provided the world with health arguments for climate action.
Yeah, think about what they're telling you there. They're telling you that if you don't go along with our total health program, which is going to be eliminate, remember, we need lockdowns to fight climate change and humans are bad and they're doing too many things. We don't accept those arguments. We're going to take action because peace is for health and health is for peace. This is it, man. This is their takeover coming out party. And like I said, they even slip in the trans ginger agenda because it's a transhuman agenda at the very end. Oh, a strong, agile, and well-funded WHO. Nice. That's great. Yeah. They take pride in their vast and urgent mission, these guys. Great. Promoting health. Yep. Promoting something. And they're keeping the world safe now. Isn't that great? It's the World Health Organization. Keeping the world safe. So, let's see. Yeah, they're serving the vulnerable, right? Let's see. Let's skip over this. I want to get to the... There it is right here.
Serving the world a big shit sandwich.
Well, look. You know, again, everybody's masked. It's the slave, you know, let's all show everybody we're slaves. And then here it is. Here's a nice little cartoon. So the dove of peace going in, and let me just stop it here, and we're going to make it bigger so people can see it. Health for peace, peace for health. Now you have the recycling on the bottom here. Notice that. Now that's about health. And then you have bicycling. That's about health. And not because you're on the bicycle, it's because you're not going to be driving a car anymore. All right. And then you have one of the windmills right here next to the cross. Let's go right to the actual thumbnail. Flips in me. Oh, no, that's you and me. We'll go here and me. So after we go over my shoulder, I want everybody to really take a look. Let's make it just a little bit bigger. The cloud is the same shape as the hair of quote unquote Mother Earth. That's number one. In fact, you can see the clouds behind, but the actual cloud on the other side still has the blue halo saying they're one and the same. And then this isn't even a woman. You notice there's actually no breasts. And the woman has a mustache. Now, I mean, take a better look. That's not it. Literally, it is a man, woman, an android. This is about transhumanism. This is about new age. This is about the new world order. This is about the end of the species. Okay. And I know people think, Jason, you're taking it too far. You're taking it too far, man. Why else would they have a dude in a mustache with the peace dove in there for the World Health Organization for health for peace and peace for health? You can't make this shit up. Bitch, I got some other videos. They're real fun ones. I'm going to play just this little clip from DARPA, okay? And it's called Symbiosis Homo Ate Machina. So this is from 2018, where they're telling the public development of AI and the next species. Now, I'm only going to play the beginning of this and then a subsection of it where I want to reiterate, you know how I tell you all this technology is actually developed through the military-industrial complex and then let out through consumers, right?
Yeah, we pay for it with our tax money to the government. They develop it and then they re-release it with back doors and things to spy and get information from us.
And they do it via popular platforms like Apple. So you're going to find out that DARPA actually developed the technology for Siri years beforehand through their funding, but we'll get there. So Let's play this clip. And this is head of development of this project over at DARPA telling you that the next species is what?
The first director of my office at DARPA was J.C.R. Licklider, who said in 1960, human brains and computing machines will be coupled together very tightly, and the resulting partnership will think as no human brain has ever thought. I see my talk today as a progress report on the human-machine symbiosis, or symbiosis homo et machina, as envisioned by Licklider.
So again, this person literally starts talking about the merging of human beings and machine brains, and then the progress of the symbiosis of humans and machines. Now, we're not going to get too crazy with this one. But here we are, where they tell you, again, Siri was developed by DARPA.
...on the left, featuring Siri, and face recognition by cameras on the right. Siri actually is the direct result of major investment by DARPA in AI over 10 years ago through a program called Personalized Assistant That Learns, or PAL. Now, recognition based on machine learning is not foolproof.
Yeah, and it's definitely not, you know, it is, you know, this is 2018, but right there, they're telling you this stuff was developed. And I believe we've played it here, but the Internet of Bodies, guys, this is the next thing. They want the end of humanity. This is the great replacement. It's automation. It's bioengineering. Check it out.
In the 20th century, wireless technology integrated with the human body was nothing more than science fiction. But today, Wi-Fi connected devices like heart rate monitors and sleep trackers have become common parts of American life. How has bionic technology evolved so quickly from science fiction to reality? And what could this Internet of Bodies mean for our lives moving forward? RAND researchers are studying this phenomenon and what consumers and policymakers need to know as we veer into uncharted territory.
The Internet of Bodies, or IOB, is actually an ecosystem. It's a bunch of devices that are connected to the internet that contain software and that either collect personal health data about you or can alter the body's function. We think of the Internet of Bodies as this collection of all these devices as well as all the data that the devices are gathering about you. And in healthcare, it's Internet of Bodies has been around for quite a while. With the advent of the internet, it makes a lot of sense to connect your pacemaker to the internet so that your doctor can be automatically notified if something weird happens, if there's an anomaly. It's okay. Natural.
What about an anomaly that can be created by it being hooked to the internet? Weird.
Yeah.
Like
some 13-year-old hacker in Sweden decides to like shut down, you know, 500,000 heart monitors or whatever the hell. Hey, get out of here.
And a lot of ways to...
Now, it's not like we have guaranteed privacy or secure internet services, and there's no way somebody's going to hack that shit. If you put it up online, like, you're vulnerable. Everything you have that's online is vulnerable on some level.
100%.
Want to understand more about your body, how it functions, how well it's doing.
IOB devices could revolutionize healthcare. Unprecedented amounts of personal health data could inform treatment plans that are completely tailored to a patient's needs.
There are pills now that have an electronic sensor that let a healthcare provider know whether you have taken the medication.
So they know. So we're not even just talking about injectables where you'd actually have to go somewhere. We're talking about medications that they can check on to make sure that you did it remotely and that it's in your body remotely. And why am I playing this right now? Well, what are they talking about? Healthcare. What are we signing a treaty over for? Healthcare. What is it? Peace for health and health for peace. Maybe they just decide, hey, you know, if you're not taking the medications, you are a warlike being. You are not for peace. And you have to be eliminated as part of the Peace for Health program, right?
Other things like precision medicine. So precision medicine is the idea of creating pharmaceuticals or treatment like specifically for your body, for your personalized treatment. And I think IOB could really help with that because nowadays a lot of healthcare is based more on, you know, average reactions. Whereas with data from IOB devices, you might be able to really more precisely treat a certain disease.
But the Internet of Bodies won't be a cure-all. In fact, the largely unregulated market poses risks to the uniquely sensitive data these devices collect.
No kidding. And let's be honest about this. It's not regulated for a reason. So they can use these Trojan horse civilian systems to take up all of this data and then act like, well, it wasn't us. It wasn't the government. Meanwhile, the government's doing it too. Okay. And yes, it is still going to the highest bidder. But then there's just so many levels of vulnerability in this, John.
Yep. Too many. So it's, yeah, there's the internet and none of these electronic devices were designed to be secure. They all have backdoors. They all have other ways in. So you end up having a very weak infrastructure when it comes to like trying to share and store data.
First of all, there's the cyber risk of an actor potentially hacking into the system, whatever it might be. There's the privacy risk of all this data that's being collected, and the regulations about that data are really murky at the moment. And so there's not a lot of clarity into who owns the data, what happens to it, who would.
And just take a look at all that. That video reminded me a lot, again, of the international laws that the World Health Organization wants in place for flying. Weird.
gets sold to, how it's being used. And there's even potentially national security and global security risks.
A few examples of these risks have already played out in real life. For instance, in 2018, highly sensitive information about U.S. military activity and base locations was inadvertently revealed by soldiers' fitness trackers. So this is a pivotal moment. What can we do to make sure we reap the potential benefits of the Internet of Bodies without risking our privacy, security, and personal autonomy?
Well, you can't, right? But the problem is that that's not what it's designed to do. It's designed to lull you into the system so those at the highest echelons of the predator class can clamp that grip even tighter and control even more. Because obviously a lot of this technology could be used to empower the individual. But if you think they're going to tailor make drugs to save your ass when you can't even barely make a copay and they think you're a useless eater, think a fucking again.
Consumers should be wary of IOB devices because as it's becoming more and more popular, all of this intimate data is being collected, arguably more intimate data than we've ever really recorded before. There's no clarity on what is being done with that data. You know, with an old mechanical pacemaker, there's no data that was being collected and stored. And you could look at a history of someone's heart rhythms. Because policy tends to lag behind innovative technologies like this, it's probably up to the consumers and to the healthcare patients to really be aware of the devices that they're using.
And we know that the consumers have done such a good job with devices such as their smartphones and others of protecting their anonymity.
You're so responsible. Your average person is such a responsible, trustworthy person, and they are really good with all of their electronic devices. Man.
So guys,
what a horror show.
Yeah.
What a horror show, seriously.
Yeah. I could play Dennis Bushnell talking about uploading your consciousness in the virtual age. I could play him talking about these systems.
They're going to convince people that you can upload your consciousness and you should, and you can live in the metaverse, and then you should terminate your physical body because it's a burden on the globe. And people will buy that shit and believe it and be like, oh my God, I can't wait to be at the metaverse and you'll fucking upload. It'll be hell on earth. You'll be consciousness will be trapped in this awful place for eternity.
You know, go watch Upload. I mean, it lays it out. Like, that's exactly what's going on in that show. It's on Amazon. They play it off as a comedy. John, you should also check out The Pentaveret if you've got the Netflix. And I watched the first half last night, folks, of the new George Carlin documentary, which was outstanding so far. The first half is almost 2 hours long. I'll probably catch the second half tonight. So far, very much recommending it. George Carlin is the man, and the story is very, very interesting. Fitch, tell people where they can find you. Tell them what you got going on this week and tell them how they can get off their Rumpelstiltskin and fight back against this type of stuff by empowering themselves, by staying healthy and exercising and doing those
exercise,
right things.
Eat right, lift weights. I had a Learn to Fight video come, I published on YouTube today. You can check that out. Somebody picked the wrong guy in a Hawaiian shirt to fight with. But yeah, I'm still working on my Fitch Smash Strength program. I should have that out hopefully in a couple of weeks. Just have a lot of work to do, a lot of editing to do. So I'm getting there. But yeah, give a follow and sign up for the newsletter, jumpfish.net.
And I want to tell you again, guys, we're all over the place now. We're on Podbean. We're on Rumble. We're on Rockfin. And we're on Twitter. Where we're not right now is YouTube. Hopefully we'll be back on YouTube in a week or so. No guarantees as they really have it out for this channel. Again, there was no medical misinformation when I stated that mRNA and vector-based shots are indeed bio-nanotech. With that being said, it's not about left or right. It's always about right and wrong. And I will see you guys on the flip side. See you on the flip, John.
Check you later.